Welcome to Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org, for Monday, February 18, 2008. A number of Palestinians were kidnapped in different areas in the West Bank, while a prisoner swap deal seems to be likely. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Medical sources in Hebron reported that three Palestinian residents were taken to the emergency room in Hebron Hospital with severe bruising. Two received bruising as a result of being beaten by Israeli soldiers near the Abraham Mosque, also known as the Tomb of Patriarchs. Sources identified the two as Labib al-Fakhouri, 17, and Yusuf Miswada, 19. Meanwhile, Hisham Abu Maria, 14, from the nearby town of Beit Umar, received an injury to his left arm as an explosive device believed to be left behind by the Israeli military detonated close to where he was standing. Reports state that suspicious device was discovered in an area which the Israeli army recently invaded and imposed house arrest for several days. Also in the West Bank, Israeli troops kidnapped four Palestinians, including a female, during invasions on Monday. Local resources reported that Tasbih Al-Khayat, 22, a student of engineering at Al-Najah University in Nablus, was kidnapped by Israeli soldiers and was moved to an unknown destination. Nafha Society, an organization defending human and prisoner rights, said in addition to Khayat, there have been six females kidnapped in 2008. The organization called upon the international community, especially those active in women's rights, to take action to save the lives of at least 110 female prisoners in the Israeli jails. Meanwhile, the Israeli military invaded the village of Dinaba near Tul Karim and kidnapped Abdul Hamid Bani Oda, 18, and assaulted his mother Salha, 57. The latter was then taken to hospital for treatment for moderate wounds. Also in Jenin, the Israeli army invaded the village of Kfar Rai, kidnapping Assam Milham, 22. Meanwhile, talks over a deal to release Palestinian prisoners in exchange for the captured Israeli soldier Gilad Shalit seem to be progressing, according to Israeli radio. There was a breakthrough when Israel loosened its position over, quote, prisoners with blood on their hands, end quote, a term set by a special ministerial committee upon which Israel earlier agreed to release 44 prisoners on the Hamas's list. Talks on prisoner exchange between Hamas and Israel have been mediated by Egyptian officials in series of related meetings in Cairo since the Israeli soldier was captured in June 2006. Thank you for joining us from Occupied Bethlehem. You have been listening to Palestine Today from the International Middle East Media Center, www.imemc.org. This report has been brought to you by George Ashmawi and Hussam Kassis.